This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that I think is grossly undervalued. We're talking about MetaFocus, Inc. They trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol MFS. They also trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MDFZF. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have both of these gentlemen, John Munn, he's the general manager, and also Dr. Katz, who's the medical director. Gentlemen, good day. How are you doing?
Thank you, Everett. We're doing great. This is John Munn. I'm the general manager of MediFocus. I've been with the company since its inception for about 8 years now. The company has two blockbuster products, one in women's health and one in men's health. The first product is called the APA 1000, and that's for the treatment of breast cancer. The second product is an FDA product called ProLeave, and that's for the treatment of enlarged prostates or BPH. The company has over 100 issued patents in the U.S. and foreign countries.
Wow.
So, Everett, I wanted to go with you and your listeners the status of both platforms, if I can.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, great. So the first one is the breast cancer treatment platform. The technology was originally invented at MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technologies, using microwave to focus on enemy missiles to detect and destroy enemy missiles that was used in Star Wars. Working with MIT researchers, we developed a comprehensive dedicated breast cancer treatment system which focuses microwave to destroy breast cancer tissue. We have undergone a series of FDA-sanctioned studies from preclinicals to phase one to two small randomized studies that were approved by the FDA. In fact, the two studies for breast cancer, one was for early stage small tumors to improve the surgical results of surgery to achieve negative margins. As you may know, if you have positive margins after surgery for early stage tumors, you could probably dramatically increase recurrent rates by sevenfold. So the key here is improve negative margins, which the phase two study has demonstrated. The second study, which would be for downstaging locally advanced breast tumors up to 8 centimeters in size, these tumors are large and are normally indicated for mastectomy, which is the surgical removal of the breast. Of course, if given the option, most women do not want a mastectomy. And the great news for us is that in the randomized study, we have demonstrated that when we added our focus microwave to the standard of care chemotherapy, we were able to reduce tumor burden and tumor size to about 90% of its original size. And if we can do that, then it's a high probability that the breast surgeon can offer breast conservation surgery, partial mastectomy, to the many women who would prefer that. Using the results of the phase two studies, we applied to the FDA, and the FDA has given MediFocus the okay to begin a pivotal phase three study. So not many companies of our size have approval to begin a pivotal phase three study.
That's outstanding, John.
Great. And the other blockbuster product that I wanted to briefly go over, and of course Dr. Katz will also, is our ProLeave device, which is an FDA-approved device for the treatment of in large prostates. It's fully FDA approved, so it's reimbursed by Medicare, and over 100,000 men in the U.S. has already been treated with the ProLeaf device.
Well, let me speak with Dr. Katz if I could. Dr. Katz, can you describe a little more in detail about your FDA-approved ProLeaf BPH treatment device, since it is generating revenue? Is that correct?
Wonderful. Sure. Everett, thank you for the opportunity to talk to you guys. So I am a board-certified urologist, and I'm fellowship-trained in urologic oncology. That's my area of interest. And I've been practicing in the mid-Atlantic area, the tri-state area, for about 30 years. And I joined Metafocus about 2 years ago to help them in bringing this outstanding technology to other urologists and maybe to expand some of the indications for its use. I'm a very strong and enthusiastic proponent of thermotherapy, using heat to treat various and several diseases. And I think it's a very exciting area. We've just begun to explore the benefits of thermotherapy, both in terms of its direct toxicity to tissues, specifically cancers, as well as what we're finding now is the augmenting effect of thermotherapy on immunotherapies, and perhaps even the combined use with so-called checkpoint inhibitors. But this is very exciting. So ProLeaf itself is a very safe and effective alternative to medications and surgery that we've been offering our patients for the treatment of BPH and the almost inevitable LUTS, lower urinary tract symptoms, which go along with the disease. And as John mentioned, we've treated over 100,000 patients across the country already. It is the only transurethral thermotherapy dilatation device available, and we've patented this dilating balloon combination, and it provides immediate symptomatic relief with an incredibly excellent safety profile that exceeds any of our competitors. The procedure is done under local anesthesia. It takes about 45 minutes to do, and we do it in the office, and almost 90% of our patients have the treatment and are able to immediately urinate on their own without the need for a Foley catheter. We're very excited about the recent FDA approval for the device, a 5-year follow-up study of the responder group. And this has shown long-term safety, efficacy, and durability as measured by three principal parameters. The symptom score for LUTS, the prostate symptom score, which was reduced about 40% following treatment. Peak flow rates, how fast we can empty our bladder. And this showed a 50% increase in the flow rate following treatment. And the all-important quality of life assessments, which showed nearly 30% improvement. And again, all of this is done with minimal or no adverse effects on sexual function, which our patients are continuously asking about. So we've shown in that 5-year study, Everett, about two important factors: stabilization of the PSA, as well as stabilization of the prostate volume. That means that over 5 years' time, neither the PSA nor the size of the gland changed substantially for any of these patients. And that has very strong implications that we're in a very good way affecting the natural history of this disease. And lastly, let me quickly mention that one of the future possible considerations for this treatment would be in the ever-increasing group of patients who are followed for prostate cancer with surveillance. And this increasing group subset of patients experience a great deal of anxiety about their tumors, what's going to happen to this low-risk prostate cancer, the potential treatment with something as minimally invasive as the microwave therapy we're proposing could go a long way in terms of reducing anxiety, stabilizing the disease itself, and making for a much happier patient. So we're very optimistic about the future for that.
Company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day is Metafocus, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MDFZF. They also trade on the TSX. You can find them under the ticker symbol MFS. You've been listening to Dr. Katz. Also with us is the general manager, John Munn. John, let me ask you this. Small companies like yours usually don't have any actual revenues, let alone an FDA approval product. That being said, what do you think the financial turnaround could be for your company, as your stock is only probably a little bit above $3 million market cap and trading at a very low stock price, just a tad bit under 2 cents?
Thank you, Everett. Yeah, we are in a very good position. As you mentioned, for companies like us, especially in the microcap arena, we have a product that actually generates revenue. But the biggest problem with these small companies like us is the burn rate of a company trying to get into the marketplace. So about 2 years ago, we went under a dramatic restructuring of the company. At that time, cash use in operations was about $2 million. So technically, we had a burn rate of close to $2 million, and if we were continued down that road, we'll be out of business even with great products. So we had to dramatically change the business model and how we were interacting and marketing and selling our product. And under the direction of our CEO and president of the company, Dr. William Zhao, who also is a urologist, we've been able to turn the company around such that in our last financial reporting year, we actually had a positive net cash used in operation. That's no doubt a major turnaround and stability of our company that for a small company, it would be hard-pressed for you to find another company, as you know, to have a positive net cash from operations.
Biotechnology company Metafocus has been the company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day. If you're looking for an entry level for a biotech, look no further than this company. You can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol MFS. Also, you can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MDFZF. I'm a huge champion of curing breast cancer, prostate cancer. It strikes home with me. A lot of my family members have passed away with both of these diseases. Gentlemen, I wish you nothing but the best. I hope you come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give my listeners an update.
Thank you, Everett.
Thank you, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.